Now, Joe Clement and Kevin Duggan start a series of conversations about political education, introducing the vowel-laden union acronym AEIOU, Agitate, Educate, Inoculate, Organize, and Union.
I'm Joe Clement for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I'm joined again today by my friend, Kevin Duggan. Thanks for coming on the show, Kevin.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me.
We're going to inaugurate a series of conversations that we want to have over the summer about political education and organizing. Today, we're going to talk about a pretty common rubric among unions for organizing workplaces. It's called AEIOU. They all stand for different concepts. And we're going to connect those over the summer to larger themes around organizing for social change. So, Kevin, could you just go over what AEIOU stands for?
So, AEIOU is Agitate, Educate, Inoculate, Organize, Union.
And these standalone concepts work as part of a whole process. Is something that happens when we have a conversation with a coworker or another person in our community, but they also are these things that we kind of return to at different moments in the organizing process.
So at the basic level, it's used as an acronym to structure an organizing conversation. So an organizing conversation would be an intentional conversation that you have with your coworker, community member, to start to build a union or an organization. And so that's the structure that you have to sort of follow to get into stuff.
And so let's just kind of go through each of these concepts and talk about why they're important and how they work together. Agitating. Why would you say we need to start with agitating?
Agitating, that's finding out what the issues are. That's finding out what someone cares about. Because the first start of like any sort of real political education is connecting like someone's real life experience with broader political issues. And so, you know, agitation is that process.
And what would you call education?
Education, that's saying what would happen if everyone was on the same page. You know, how would things change if we all cared about this issue? So it's bringing, you know, a sense of like collective action in theory of, you know, what could we do if we had collective bargaining rather than just like you as an individual talking to your boss.
And inoculating, that isn't a word you usually hear. What does that have to do with organizing?
Inoculate is, after you've gone through this other process, is prompting someone to think about what to expect when they start organizing, what to expect from their coworkers, what to expect from their boss.
And then the last two, organizing and unionizing.
Organizing is a call to action. So that's, once you've done all this stuff, that is getting someone to, you know, take action. You know, the first step, talk to your coworkers.
And so this is what I and we mean by political education, is this understanding of how to build power through relationships, through information that we share in our relationships, and ultimately through taking practical steps and practical action together.
Yeah. I think that's the point, is that it's connecting both the information with the action and situating it in someone's real lived experience and in the, you know, work life, their personal life. Because politics is not an abstract concept. It's something that happens in your day-to-day life.
So agitating, that it's not just complaining. It's about trying to get people to open up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's like sort of three main steps to agitating. Getting someone's stories, getting someone to talk about their experience, you know, in a workplace, in a house, or in their community, and then really getting them to talk about it. And then once people start talking about it, asking specific questions to create a sense of urgency around those issues.
And then educating is, you know, it can be this involved process, but in a nutshell, it's about, you know, kind of giving the idea of the union collective power game plan, that if we all understand our issues in the same or similar way, and we understand how we can be working together, then we have a chance of changing what's our problem.
Right. Yeah. No, that's, I think you said it really well. It's, you know, sort of connecting the dots that you're not an individual in this. You know, it's not just about you. It is about your social group, your workplace, and that you, if you act alongside of people, then you can make changes that you could not do as an individual.
at some point that is eventually having conversations with people about history too, about how things have been done before and they can be done again.
I think setting it up as history as a process in motion, that it's not this thing that just happened in the past, and that it's not these machinations of leaders and elites, that history is something that happens through, you know, collective action, through people agitating and getting people to sort of think about that and realize that, and realize that, that it's not abstract, that it's them, that it's their, they are part of that process to start to shift that, where things go.
Mm-hmm. And inoculating becomes so important, because once you get people's anxieties and concerns raised, you know, they've already been conditioned to think about them in a certain way, to package them to say that nothing can be done, or that certain bad things are going to happen and that there's nothing can be done about that. Inoculating is this point in these conversations where we kind of invite people to kind of try on situations, to desensitize them to what's scary, or to make them familiar so that when they happen, they're not caught off guard.
Yeah, absolutely. It's prompting someone to think about, when you organize a union, what's your boss going to say? You know, how's your employer going to respond if you guys all show up together and say you want to have a union? It's really important to not lie to people, to not short sell people, to say that, you know, this isn't going to be easy necessarily. You know, there's going to be resistance, or, you know, to your coworkers even, you know, like, how are they going to respond? You know, what barriers are you going to, you know, experience with them? To set people up for the call to act, or for the call to action, so that when those things happen, they're prepared for it.
Right. And then the call to action is kind of self-explanatory, but it can be, you know, asking people to go through the process of what you have done with that person, of talking to them about their issues and getting them to understand the potential of collective power. But it can also be, once you have a group of people going, it can be about delegating more specific tasks to be inclusive.
Sure. Having a conversation with your coworkers. Another, you know, very simple example is, you know, signing a petition, showing up to an event, some sort of taking a survey, some sort of concrete material, like action, that sort of reinforces that entire conversation and makes it real and gets things moving forward.
And then the union part of that is really just kind of like signifying the culmination of this process. Once you are doing organizing, you are doing union.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the all these things added together equal union.
Well, that's all the time that we have for this initial conversation we're going to have about political education and what union organizing can teach us about building power for our social movements. Later this summer, we're going to dive into each of these concepts and kind of flesh them out with more examples and thinking through the nuance of how they actually are applied, but also stressing the importance that this is a group effort, and that, you know, you may start out as an individual, but your first order of business is to be building your committee, and we'll be talking about like how you identify leaders and people who will cooperate with you in that initial process.
Yeah, really it's the political education element of it is that it's collective. That it's a process, that it's not something that's a single event, as people might often think of union organizing as winning an election and then that's it. But it's actually part of a larger ongoing process that's kind of cyclical, that you get a group of people together, do an action, and then sort of repeat and build and grow and expand.
For the Old Mole Variety Hour, this has been Joe Clement.
And Kevin Dugan. Good memories are forever, said the dog on the tombstone. If you're living underneath the bridge, man, all roads lead to home. I got a hidden flask, I'm paid in cash, got a cross above my bed. You know, I hitchhiked from Chicago, and a man walked up and said, this is a union town, all down the line. This is a union town, all down the line. And if you come to strip our rights away, we'll give you hell every time. This is a union town, a union town.